The housing market is tight. Inventory remains very low. The home inspection deal can be a big part of the process. Kind of sensitive, in fact. Here to talk more about it, Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. Good morning to you, Eldad.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. You've dealt with, I want to say, thousands and thousands of home inspections probably. Why do you say that these days a home inspection is more important than ever?
Well, inventory is so low that, you know, buyers are really scrutinizing those few homes that they have to choose from and really want to make sure that they're getting a good home and they're not inheriting a money pit, mm-hmm. if you will.
Now, when you're choosing a home inspector, don't normal people, average people, kind of go with whoever the agent suggests?
A lot of times they do, but not always. Usually they might get a referral from some friends who've used somebody in the past. But you're correct. More often than not, they will go with the inspector that the agent has an existing relationship with.
But you do say that not all home inspectors are created equal. Some of them are a bit more advanced. They're not just nice people walking around the house looking at it. They really have advanced tools. What do you mean by that?
Right, absolutely. I think it would behoove you to do a little background before the home inspection. So first of all, are they ASHI certified? That's the Association for Home Inspectors, which really they all should be. But what's their background? You know, some of these home inspectors used to be, you know, like, let's say, teachers who got into the business or whatever. But some of them were contractors. One of the guys I used to be an architect before he became a home inspector. So some of them have very deep backgrounds in housing prior to becoming home inspectors. Then the other piece is, what do they do and how do they deal with a home inspection? Just to give you an example, I've seen home inspectors who, at the end of the inspection, give you a handwritten report. And if their handwriting is chicken scribble, you're going to have a hard time understanding once you leave the house and really kind of forget what happened during those few hours and you're referring back to that report. How easy is it going to be, first of all, to decipher and understand what the home inspector gave you, and secondly, conveying that to the seller? So, for example, the ones I like not only have it typed up electronically, but also have photographs. So sometimes there might be an issue, let's say, with the roof. And they get up there with a digital camera, and those photographs are actually in the report, which makes it very easy to give to the seller, who can then give it to a contractor and show them this precisely is the issue.
And, of course, from the buyer's point of view, by the time you've gotten this far into the process, you really want that place anyway. You really want that house. So you don't want to hear, may I say, the really rotten news, but you've got to.
Hmm? You have to, because after settlement, it's yours. Hmm. So, you know, the other thing is, what makes a good home inspector versus average, let's say, home inspectors, what do they do with the information? Are they alarmists or do they put it in perspective? You know, I was at a home inspection where this home inspector was going off on this particular item, explaining that this is a fire hazard, an electrical hazard, and, you know, just painted a doomsday scenario. And I said to him, well, out of curiosity, what would it take to fix that? Turns out it was an $80 fix.
Oh.
So do we really need to work up the buyers into a tizzy when $80 and an hour of an electrician will take care of the problem? So a good home inspector will then put those issues into perspective for the buyers so they can really decide, is this an $80 item or a $10,000 item? That's a big difference.
Exactly. And I don't want to hold you anymore because I know you're ready to run off to an open house today. What, are neighborhoods heating up?
It's funny you say that. Yeah, I'm off to Petworth. Got an open house here from 1 to 3, and that neighborhood is hot, hot, hot. So pretty excited to hold it open and see what happens. But there's been a lot of interest in that neighborhood lately.
Okay. I can hear the ignitions turning in a lot of cars right now. We were saying, Eldad's going to Petworth. We're following him.
Come on down.
Okay. Thanks so much, Eldad.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster.